behind bars, you're going to be outraged.
Oh, those kinds of felons. They didn't tell me it was going to be those kinds of felons.
I didn't.
Ooh, speaking of felons, Hillary Clinton gave a speech yesterday. We'll tell you about it.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Army teams and other emergency crews continue to search along a Fort Hood Creek for four soldiers still missing after a truck overturned in the swift water, killing at least five other soldiers and injuring three. A Fort Hood spokesman says the search continued after teams late last night found the bodies of two soldiers who'd been in the vehicle. Three more were then found a short time later. Tomorrow marks day one of Metro's Safe Track project. And even though it only lasts for about 10 months, it could have a much longer-term impact on how Washington gets around.
Greater Washington Board of Trade President Jim Dinegar's concerned about a numbness that'll get associated with almost a year's worth of Metro closures.
They'll figure out their different commutes that may affect ridership in the future.
More challenging than getting through SafeTrack will be winning customers back afterwards, he says. But in addition,
we're very concerned about the word that gets out to conventions that it remains positive that the Greater Washington region is open for business.
He says the tourism industry needs to get started on some very strong messaging.
More word needs to get out that we're not shut down for business. In fact, pardon our dust, we're making improvements.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
People riding ATVs in the district has been an ongoing problem, but now police say a recent crackdown's producing results.
In April, D.C. police and officers from around the region got together to release information to the public on close to 250 ATV riders that they were looking to get off the streets. District Police Chief Kathy Lanier says progress has been made.
When we did the press conference and they saw photographs of themselves out there and we talked about the impact it's having, the mature, responsible people, I think realize now that this is not fun, and you can't do that stuff here in the city.
Police have also been picking up an increasing number of stolen ATVs, which have been disposed of. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump traded blistering attacks in speeches yesterday in California.
Now imagine Donald Trump sitting in the Situation Room, making life or death decisions on behalf of the United States. Imagine him deciding whether to send your spouses or children into battle.
Supposed to be a foreign policy speech. It was a political speech. Had nothing to do with foreign policy. She made a political speech tonight, folks, and it was a pretty pathetic deal.
California's primary is Tuesday, and the latest poll show Clinton will have to fend off a strong challenge by Bernie Sanders. We may learn today whether authorities in Cincinnati will file charges against the mother of that three-year-old who fell into the gorilla exhibit at the zoo last weekend. And meanwhile, the zoo's getting ready to reopen the exhibit.
Zoo officials say they've spent the last few days planning for modifications to that barrier that separates the visitors to the zoo from the gorilla exhibit. They say once those modifications are in place, they will reopen the Gorilla World exhibit on Tuesday.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Reason is under attack, says one Maryland state senator, and tomorrow he'll be joining others who have also feel that reason and scientific evidence are being disregarded by lawmakers.
They're expecting 30,000 people, mostly atheists, at the Reason rally at the Lincoln Memorial tomorrow. State Senator Jamie Raskin's a practicing Jew. So why is he going?
The Reason rally is about supporting the basic principles of our Constitution, which involve the separation of church and state.
He says it's fine for people to be inspired by faith, but
they can't impose a particular creed on everybody else.
Something he feels does happen. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,839, the Nasdaq at 49,71. Sports, the Nationals look for their fifth win in a row tonight as they take on the Reds. The O's beat Boston. The Golden State Warriors take game one of the NBA Finals. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues. On 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now trending.
Trump himself is a fraud.
Benghazi, she was sleeping.
Now trending.
Metro cuts service by around 70% on the western ends of the Orange and Silver lines next week.
Roadways are just going to be immobile.
Now trending. On WMAL.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neuro Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, better news on 66 heading westbound inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Crash cleared as you pass Sycamore Street. All lanes open and any delay that we did have there gone quickly. If we're coming eastbound for a normal rush hour, starting just to see a little bit of that volume picking up heading in toward Centerville, then you're good up through to the Beltway. 95 good through Stafford this morning on our Friday, a little bit better than normal. We do have the volume, the Dale City, the Woodbridge, again in Lorton, heavy. It's the top side of the Maryland Beltway. We've had two incidents. First, outer loop. This is going to be as you leave College Park to 270. At University Boulevard, they had confined one to the shoulder. Then as you approach Colesville Road, a new incident was partially blocking the right side. 270 southbound through Urbana and down into Clarksburg for the stop and go. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. You know, it's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options in Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A rather active weather pattern for us here through the weekend. Scattered mainly afternoon showers and storms today, 83. Chance for more showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Centerville, 70 in Beltsville, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's National Donut Day. So why do cops like donuts so much? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL. When Washington comes to talk, coming up at 7:05 this morning, former Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia will join us. How come they can't find a Republican to run against Gerald Connolly? He'll talk about that and other stuff. 7:45, Ben Penrod with Awesome Con. Awesome Con is going to be coming, and he'll tell us all about it. At about 8:15, D.C. Council member, Metro Board member Jack Evans will join us. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Well, the choice between the two presidential candidates is getting clearer and clearer, and it's only June 3rd. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton spoke before a group giving what was supposed to be a big foreign policy speech, but it really became a speech about, oh, be afraid of Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent. They're not even really ideas, just a series of bizarre rants, personal feuds, and outright lies. He is not just unprepared. He is temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility.
And Hillary Clinton made the case that she is the one to provide that kind of stability to the world, that she is the one who has the track record and the expertise to be able to manage America's affairs abroad. Here she is listing her accomplishments.
Unlike him, I have some experience with the tough calls and the hard work of statecraft. I wrestled with the Chinese over a climate deal in Copenhagen, brokered a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, negotiated the reduction of nuclear weapons with Russia, twisted arms to bring the world together in global sanctions against Iran, and stood up for the rights of women, religious minorities, and LGBT people around the world.
She forgot a couple of things.
Yes, she did, and I'd like you to fill in the blanks. All right, Hillary Clinton needs some help jogging her memory about her stellar foreign policy record. She wants to run on that, so I want you to remind everyone exactly who it is she's going to be as commander-in-chief, who Hillary Clinton is as a foreign policy expert. And it's a simple question. Who do you trust more with the future of America's foreign policy going forward? 888-630-WMAL. Is it Hillary Hillary Clinton and her stellar record of achievement as a U.S. senator and as a secretary of state? Or is it Donald Trump, who doesn't have the experience, but certainly has a different approach to foreign policy? 888-630-9625. I find it fascinating that Hillary Clinton spent most of this time attacking Donald Trump. I think that she's making a tactical decision here, that she wants to scare people, to suggest that Donald Trump, without his experience and by being a loose cannon, she uses that term a lot, that he will be dangerous for America and dangerous for the world. But my God, she had 4 years as Secretary of State, and we are much worse off than we were before she became Secretary of State. Look at Egypt, look at Libya, look at Iraq, look at all of the Middle East for that matter, look at Russia, look at Ukraine, look at China, look at Southeast Asia, look at Nicaragua and our new formed relationship with Cuba and Iran, and this is the Hillary Clinton foreign policy track record. Does anyone think that she's going to be able to have any sort of success as commander-in-chief? I certainly don't.
Well, she certainly came after Trump, and I guarantee you, watch this. I'm making a prediction right here and now that you will see some variation on the very famous LBJ Daisy ad before this is all over with. I mean, they're going to make that case, and so it'll be interesting to see how that all comes out. You know, that was the ad that they ran against Barry Goldwater that was, many people thought, the turning point in the last-minute turning point in the campaign. Well, she forgot to mention Benghazi. She forgot to mention how her ambassador on the ground kept asking and asking and asking and asking for more security, and how it was denied, denied, denied. She forgot that, didn't she? She didn't make any mention of that. She didn't talk about how she is responsible for what has become the debacle that is Libya. She did not talk about how the entire Mideast is in turmoil, largely because of the foreign policy decisions made on her watch. She made no mention of how the policies of the Obama administration under her watch as Secretary of State, her foreign policy ideas, led to basically the rise of ISIS. And none of that was mentioned, and I'm certain it will be in the days ahead.
What about you, Tim, and Colonel Beach or Colonial Beach? You're on WMAL.
Colonial Beach,
yeah. Hey, Tim.
Good morning. Good morning. This is the same thing that her and her husband have done all along. When he starts building up around them and all the stuff they've done, they divert. This is Zelensky's rules, pure and simple. And, you know, you just watch what the media is doing. I mean, for a couple of days, I mean, for the last week, all they've been doing is talking about that IG report that pretty much spells out that she violated federal law, 18 U.S.C. 2701. If she's convicted, she's barred from holding office in the United States. And all of a sudden, she starts talking smack about Trump, and that's all the media is talking about for a few days to cool it off a little bit.
Well, that's certainly part of what her plan was. It was to change the narrative in the media. But here's the thing, Tim. Her speech could have changed the narrative for a short part of the news cycle either way. It could have been a major foreign policy speech where she lists all of her accomplishments and her goals and her what she hopes to achieve as commander-in-chief. That would have definitely changed the headlines for a small part of the cycle. But she chose instead to go after Donald Trump in a very personal and vitriolic way. Her strategy is be afraid of Trump as president.
Now imagine Donald Trump sitting in the Situation Room, making life or death decisions on behalf of the United States. Imagine him deciding whether to send your spouses or children into battle.
But here's the problem, Secretary Clinton. You had that life and death choice as Secretary of State that night, September 11th, 2012. In fact, somebody's spouse was standing on a rooftop in Benghazi, Libya. Dorothy Wood's spouse, her husband, was standing on that roof, and he died that night, and you couldn't even bring yourself to show up at the Situation Room. I mean, do her people not see the obvious flaws in this attack?
Yeah, and worse than that, lied about what really caused that attack later.
Continues to lie about it. All right, we'll continue with your calls on this in a moment. Trump did respond last night in his speech in San Jose. We'll play a little bit of that. But this was supposed to be the big game-changing speech by Hillary Clinton about her foreign policy credentials, and it turned into an attack on Donald Trump and actually a pretty weak delineation of what she will do as commander-in-chief. And we want to ask you a very, very basic question. Who do you trust more in the future with our national security? Is it better to have someone with experience, even though a checkered background like Hillary Clinton? Or is it better to have someone who has no experience, but a different approach? 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Tell you what is a game changer. 66 lanes are open westbound through Falls Church. Had a Jeep that rolled over. It's pretty dramatic, but they've been able to clear everything. Go ahead. You can take 66 westbound past Sycamore Street now to the Beltway and no longer any delay. So thumbs up there. Heading eastbound through Manassas Centerville. Pretty normal volume starting to form for our Friday morning. North and Stafford, a little bit of stop and go on 95. Again, up to Woodbridge and into Lorton. The Maryland Beltway busiest right now as you head from College Park and around to Silver Spring. Our second incident of the morning looks like it's just before you get to Colesville Road, and that was crowding at least the right lane. Delays off of 95 as a result, back near 212. So south of the ICC, get ready. You'll see some of those brake lights ahead. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Variable clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, mostly in the afternoon, though, high of 83 degrees. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early and then fog developing overnight, low 69. Here's your weekend forecast, and it's a wet one. Tomorrow, Saturday, scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, high near 85 degrees. It's a 40% chance of rain tomorrow. And then Sunday, showers and thunderstorms most of the day. Potential for severe thunderstorms on Sunday, high in the mid-80s. Once we hit Monday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-80s. No rain on Monday as of now. 72 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Supposed to be a foreign policy speech. It was a political speech. Had nothing to do with foreign policy. She made a political speech tonight, folks, and it was a pretty pathetic.
That was Donald Trump responding, and he's right. It was a very political speech, and as he put it, pathetic. Here's a little bit more of that speech. And, you know, for those of you old enough to remember some presidential elections of days gone by, this may push a button for you. It may send a little bit of a memory recall out there.
This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes, because it's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into a war just because somebody got under his very thin skin.
Boy, talk about thin skin, Hillary. But I vividly remember this as a child, hearing this about Ronald Reagan. The same thing said about Ronald Reagan. Oh, you can't trust him with the nuclear codes. You can't trust him.
And he turned out to be one of the great foreign policy presidents of our time.
And ended up completely removing the nuclear threat that we were under with the Soviet Union by defeating them. All right, Milton and Woodbridge, you're next up on WMAL. Who do you trust with our foreign policy? Hillary Clinton and her track record, or Donald Trump, who, let's face it, it is a wild card. We don't know what Donald Trump's foreign policy necessarily will be.
Yeah, I know what Hillary Clinton did, and she went to Putin at the beginning of her Secretary of State, and she gave him the button, that red button that said reset, but it might have all said this is easy. Because it was easy for him to go into Crimea. It was easy for him to replace the U.S. as a go-to person. So this is easy. that's her foreign policy.
I wanted to present you with a little gift, which represents what President Obama and Vice President Biden and I have been saying, and that is, we want to reset our relationship.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Let's do it together.
So we will do it together.
Yes. By the way, they wrote in Russia or in Russian the word reset, but it was mistranslated. Yeah. It actually apparently it said overcharged instead of reset.
Yeah.
But you heard it in her own words. President Obama, Vice President Biden, and I, we're starting our new relationship with Russia. So she owns it. So how's our relationship with Russia?
Yeah, that relationship with Russia turned out to be not very trustworthy.
Yeah, as Milton in Woodbridge put it, ask the good people of Crimea and the rest of Ukraine. Ed in Bethesda, you're next up on WMAL. Who do you trust with our foreign policy? It's a basic question, and we have pretty two stark choices.
Yeah, it's a basic question. Good morning, guys. The issue with me is, and that's what I tell people, I'm active duty military. I took care of two of the survivors of Benghazi attack 2 days after they happened. So literally from Libya to this country. When they woke up from their surgeries, first words out of one of their mouths was, "They effing abandoned us."
Mm.
The other person who has gone public since, his name is David Ubbin. You can look him up. Same sentiments, and he and I had extensive talks about what happened. So when she was in the situation room, or when she was in that situation, you know, had the ability to send troops, which we did have on the ground ready to respond.
Yep.
And all we do is fly a stinking drone, and we don't even offer support to our own troops. That transcends political bullcrap, and basically she failed to act, and people died. And that's unacceptable.
Yeah, Ed, I want playing on, because I want to play this part again just in case people are joining us a little late in this segment, because I think what you're saying here is incredibly important to
yep.
hear. Again, here's Hillary Clinton yesterday talking about Donald Trump.
Now imagine Donald Trump sitting in the Situation Room, making life or death decisions on behalf of the United States. Imagine him deciding whether to send your spouses or children into battle.
Yeah, and she's getting great laugh lines out of that, Ed. Oh, it's so funny. But, yeah. Ed, again, vividly describe, as someone who is intimately familiar with the survivors of Benghazi, Hillary had the opportunity to make those life and death decisions, and she chose, unfortunately, death for Americans on the ground there.
When Libya has to come in and rescue our people, and I'm not going to get into it, obviously, because I'm still active duty, but when the trauma that occurred to those gentlemen, the death that occurred to the other gentlemen and the people that were involved, and we did nothing, the most powerful nation on this planet, we did nothing. So I'm sorry, and, you know, I've been in the military for 23 years. That's a complete failure of duty. We would be prosecuted for doing that.
Yeah.
But other people aren't, because they transcend, you know, they're in the political class, they transcend the law, and whatever. You know.
Ed, yeah, Ed, I appreciate
thank
it.
You so much for that. I greatly appreciate you sharing those stories with us. It means a lot.
And we're proud to have you as a listener, sir. More of your calls on this. Foreign policy, who do you trust more, Hillary or Donald? It's 622.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Let's face it. No one loves mosquitoes. After all, they suck all the fun out of spending family time outside. But now you can get even by creating a mosquito no-fly zone around your home with the help of your friends from Terminix. Our expert mosquito service delivers more than a barrier or repellent. We'll reduce mosquito populations in treated areas by more than 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. Plus, we come back every 4 weeks to keep them down. For a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution, call Terminix now at 1-800-700-8926. Long, warm, sunny days are returning, but so is mosquito season. So take control of your yard with a mosquito no-fly zone from Terminix. Terminix Mosquito Service uses a natural active ingredient that kills mosquitoes, but is safe around people, pets, and food. It's your home, not theirs. Call Terminix today for a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution. At 1-800-700-8926. That's 1-800-700-8926.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-260-6121. That's 1-800-260-6121. 1-800-260-6121.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. It's 625 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're busy. Maryland, top side of the Beltway. In fact, delays coming off of I-95 beginning. Looks like it's right south of the ICC as you push south toward the outer loop merge to get over past University Boulevard to Colesville Road. Had an incident along the right side. That's the second incident that we've had this morning. If you're coming out of Annapolis or Bowie, fantastic. In fact, in each direction without any delay. Inside the Beltway, a little bit lighter than normal on 50, just volume just on the approach if you're heading onto inbound New York Avenue or southbound 295 through Riverdale, Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Inside the Beltway, I'm not seeing any delays there. Love our Friday early starts. 270, a stop and go through Urbana down to Hyattstown. Virginia Beltway, quiet start. Good shape. 395 through Landmark. Heavy. For Metro Rail, they're having some problems. Blue Line, expect residual delays to Largo. They had an earlier train malfunction at King Street, and Silver Line delays because of a switch problem at West Falls Church. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Police officer Sean Hickman was an accident victim, leaving him doubting he would ever walk again. 3 years, 20 surgeries later, Sean is taking an exciting next step. Learn how MedStar Washington Hospital Center gave Sean a second chance. Visit MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and warm today with scattered afternoon showers and storms. High about 83. Chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 627 on WMAL. And, well, Donald Trump said it in his own words last night in San Jose.
Supposed to be a foreign policy speech. It was a political speech. Had nothing to do with foreign policy. She made a political speech tonight, folks, and it was a pretty pathetic.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a foreign policy speech. It had to do mostly with just scaring the American voters about the idea of Donald Trump as commander-in-chief. And listen, this is a strategy, and it might work. It absolutely might work. Yeah. Let's face it, Donald Trump's foreign policy and national security agenda is a wild card. We don't know. And some of the things he said is definitely off the beaten path of what we're used to hearing from any candidate, let alone a Republican candidate. What do you think, Mike and Chantilly? Hillary Clinton says you got to be afraid of Donald Trump. What do you think about Hillary's experience?
Well, she doesn't have any. That's why it turns into a Trump attack. You don't have the experience
exactly right.
You don't have. Okay. One thing I need to point out is everybody's under this misunderstanding that the Secretary of State sets foreign policy. They do not. They advance the policy. They're the mouthpiece for the president. The president determines the foreign policy based on his advisors' advice. Hillary Clinton just flew around the world, and whatever happened was based on what Obama wanted to happen, not what she, espoused. She just, said, hey, the U.S. believes in this. That's because that's what the president determined,
all right.
Not her.
Mike, thanks for that. We got to leave it there, but this is the stuff of which we will all be speaking over the next several months.
Absolutely.
Game on.
Yep.
It's 6:28.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Foot pain is no fun. From stage one, boy, do my feet hurt, to the full-blown three-alarm red alert. Luckily, there's a quick and easy way to get rid of your foot pain. Good Feet Arch Supports. At Good Feet, you get to try them before you buy them, and you're helped by a real person that can actually answer your questions for you. The Good Feet store on Rockville Pike in Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up, remember when Terry McAuliffe gave voting rights to 200,000 felons? Well, apparently, some of those felons were murderers. And they have the vote, just like you. We'll tell you about it after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 630. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Five soldiers from Fort Hood are dead and four more are still missing after a truck overturned along a flooded Fort Hood Creek during a training exercise.
There's a group of about 12 soldiers riding in a large tactical vehicle, which kind of resembles a pickup truck with an open bed in the back. We're told that that truck was passing through a low-lying area. This was an area that was hard hit by heavy rains yesterday. Flash flood waters very intense, and that the truck overturned, those 12 soldiers spilling into the water.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. Donald Trump's calling Hillary Clinton's foreign policy speech a hit job against him.
I watched Hillary today. It was pathetic. It was pathetic. It was so sad to watch.
Clinton's speech was a brutal broadside against Trump, who she says is, quote, temperamentally unfit to be president.
Someone thin-skinned and quick to anger who lashes out at the smallest criticism. Do we want his finger anywhere near the button?
Trump spoke at a rally in San Jose last night a few hours after Clinton's speech. He called the address phony. Among the more than 200,000 convicted felons who got their voting rights back last month, executive order, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, were several violent felons, including a few still in prison. That, according to the Washington Post, which reports that state officials attributed the error to flaws in the system that was used to identify Virginia felons. Economists are forecasting a solid but below average job gain in May when the Labor Department releases the new numbers in a couple of hours. The economists predict 160,000 jobs were added and that the unemployment rate will remain at 5%. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,839, the Nasdaq at 4971. Sports, the Nets had the night off. They open a series in Cincinnati tonight. The O's earn a split of their four-game series with Boston. NBA Finals, Golden State wins Game 1. WNBA, the Mystics are in Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Balancing Female Hormones, Fertility, and Menopause on Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Hi, I'm Andrew Kanopic from Renewal by Andersen. To anyone who says, they don't make them like they used to, I invite you to check out our exclusive replacement windows made of Fibrex material, which we actually make better than they used to. Simply because Renewal by Andersen replacement windows are made with Fibrex material, an innovative composite that is twice as strong as vinyl and won't warp or bow over time like vinyl does. Plus, Fibrex is scientifically tested and proven to stand the test of time. So don't settle for vinyl for your home. Go with a solution that's going to last. And last, and last. Call now and take advantage of this very special offer. Buy one window or patio door, and your second one is 40% off with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. To schedule your free window diagnosis, call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Andersen, the better way to a better window. Minimum purchase required, discount and financing with approved credit only. Call for additional details and limited warranty cost information.
They call Winter Troxell the retirement professor for a reason, because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
The Reds.
And that's two more runs.
Last season, they swept the Nats out of Cincinnati. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy gets his hands around that one.
The Nats return with a new bat and looking for revenge. Red Menace versus Red Hot. Connect. Nationals Reds. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin' 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Brindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, it's been quite busy on the top side. In fact, giving us extra volume on 95 early here. Just south of the ICC, watch for those delays, and that's to merge on through to the outer loop of the Beltway. Our second incident in the morning had been the stopped truck near Colesville Road, or before you get to 29 Colesville Road. And crews say they just about have everything wrapped up there over to the shoulder, so it'll still be a bit of a distraction. Slowing Virginia is 66, heading eastbound through Manassas toward Centerville. Now in the backups as you approach Centerville, reports of a crash, so keep alert. North on 28, the signal light delays coming out of Manassas Park and heading up toward I-66, seeing our normal rush hour fill in. Not so normal, 29 pushing into Gainesville, we have a crash. Northbound 29 before you get to Vint Hill Road. Watch for police there to direct you through. On 95, volume now in Aquia, Dale City to Lorton, 395 heavy in Landmark. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clouds and sunshine and warm for us here again today with scattered afternoon showers and storms. High about 83. 69 tonight, chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Stafford, 73 in Germantown, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630,
WMAL.
6:37 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives here this morning as you listen to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. So keep it here all morning long. 705 Representative Tom Davis of Virginia will be our guest. Find out why no Republican stepping up to run against Jerry Connolly. You think there'd be some target-rich environment there against the congressman. It's 7:45. Ben Penrod of AwesomeCon will tell us about the big convention this weekend where a certain Cape Crusader and Boy Wonder are going to be in town. So watch out for that. 8:15 brings us D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans. We'll talk to him about the Metro meltdown that's going to happen this weekend and also their efforts to raise the minimum wage in the district. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News, will round up this great week in politics. What a morning. Glad you're here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
We will send a strong message that Virginia is a place where people who make mistakes and serve their time are welcome back as full members of our society, not second-class citizens.
Yeah, remember that? That was Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe making that announcement that he was going to restore the voting rights to some 200,000 convicted felons who had served their time, and as part of bringing them back into society and giving them their rights, restoring their rights, and he thought this was the fair thing to do. It also was a politically expedient thing to do, since a great number of the people who were going to have their voting rights restored will likely vote Democratic. Many people thought it was more political than, you know, an altruistic move on the part of the governor, but nonetheless, he made that move, and he assured us that, look, we're going to go with people who have served their time and have returned. We're not going to be giving the rights to violent criminals, who have committed violent crimes. Well, it turns out that in their rush, to do this. And by the way, there is a rush to do this because they got to get these people all approved and certified and registered to vote before the upcoming election, right? So they're moving quickly. You never saw government move so damn quick. So they're trying to hurry through this. And in their rush to do this, the Washington Post has discovered in their story today, and I point your attention to it, and I think you should read it, that a number of people who are still in prison have been granted their voting rights. Let's just go through this lovely list of characters that have had their voting rights restored to them, or could have their voting rights restored to them because they've been approved. Ronald Cloud, he's in West Virginia. See, he was in Virginia jail, but when he went to West Virginia to serve time there for another crime, they thought he was free and clear. And so they granted him the right to go get his voting rights back. Sexual assaults. David Harmon Wright, murdered a Sunday school teacher, and he was given the word that he could have his voting rights restored. Cecil Leonard Hopkins strangled his girlfriend, is in Maryland on probation. Apparently, you can strangle your girlfriend and get out on probation.
Nice. And
he's in Maryland somewhere, and he got his voting rights potentially restored to him. Then there's a couple of sex offenders, Virgil Dante and Frank Ferrara, sex offenders, who are still in Virginia prisons. We're told, hey, go get your voting card, you know, go vote. And so here's what's amazing about this, Larry, is that the governor, in their rush to do this, made a lot of mistakes. And the governor's spokesman, it's quoted in this story, is saying they really don't know quite how many people mistakenly got their opportunity. They have no idea. They have no clue. And Republicans have, you know, are taking them to court on this. And not only that, they've said, here, at least give us the names of people whose voting rights you are restoring so we can cross-check it against other databases. And they have refused to do that. They don't want to reveal that information. So they're doing this in secret, and they're having an impact on the political process, and it's all politically motivated. And in their rush to try to help out Hillary Clinton so that all the criminals can vote for Hillary, they are actually giving their voting, or are giving the opportunity for voting rights to be restored to people who are still in prison. Unbelievable. We were told that wasn't going to happen, but it did. It did happen. And we're now being told they have no earthly freaking idea how many people got their voting rights restored who shouldn't have.
Yeah, and they don't care. And here's the thing. When you go to vote in Virginia, your vote will be canceled out by somebody who has committed one of these nefarious crimes. And that's just the bottom line. And frankly, I think that's what they wanted all the time. And they know that, and they don't care. And the Democrats in the Assembly and the Democrats in the Senate in Virginia, who support Terry McAuliffe, their governor, and support his unilateral action that was beyond the Constitution of the Commonwealth and completely took the power out of the hands of the legislature. They're standing by because they don't care either, because it's more important to advance their party and advance their party's nominee than it is to actually respect the rule of law. So you get what you vote for. I hope you're all happy for all you Republicans, by the way, who decided that Ken Cuccinelli wasn't right for you and you decided to vote Libertarian in Virginia. I remember who you were. I remember how many of you there were. You get what you pay for. Congratulations. Thanks for coming out and working that election there for the Republican. This is what happens when you decide to sit out an election because you're not happy with the candidate. You get Terry McAuliffe, who allows 200,000 felons, many of them convicted murderers who were still in jail, the right to vote.
Listen to the last graph of this story. And if you don't get angry, I don't know what's wrong with you. The state is relying on prosecutors and felons themselves to spot errors. The governor's spokesman had this message for felons in prison or under supervised probation who discovered that their rights have been restored. Here's the quote. You should contact our office immediately.
Oh! Yeah, I'm sure they will.
I'm sure they will. You should be angry.
They want to make sure they're on the right side of the voting laws in Virginia.
And by the way,
considering they were okay with murdering and raping.
That's right. And by the way, it's not just voting rights. You could have some of these people,
you betcha,
on a jury.
Yep.
Trying to make a decision about the guilt of innocence of others.
Well,
sitting next to law-abiding citizens on those juries.
You know what? There is one upside to this. They might be on Terry McAuliffe's jury when he's brought up for his corruption charges.
Yeah, one can only hope.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it. You could junk it. Or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free. And your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-407-4143. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-407-4143. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-407-4143. That's 1-800-407-4143.
Let's face it, you don't drive that beige minivan to turn heads. So it's embarrassing when your brake pads start screeching like a wounded eagle at every stop sign you come to. Right now, you can silence a squeal with a great deal on CarQuest Gold brake pads, courtesy of your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And when you purchase a set of pads along with two rotors, you can get $15 back by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Mail-in rebate. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia heading into Centerville, 66, bit of the stop and go, leaving Manassas before you get to 29th Centerville. I'm watching second fire truck that had just arrived to the scene of the crash. Most of the activity on the left shoulder, but the left lane crowded as you make the approach. So be very careful and get out of that left lane for safety issues as you approach 29th Centerville. Beyond, a little bit of volume from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Beltway through Annandale, just starting to see some of those delays fill in. Let's get you in through town. DC 295 right as you come off of 50 for delays past East Capitol Street. No problems and no delays right now in Riverdale on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. A little bit lighter than normal through Laurel. George-Washington Parkway, good. We've had delays on the Maryland Beltway. Our second incident of the morning should be the shoulder now on the outer loop as you pass University Boulevard. But delays almost back at the ICC heading south on 95. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clouds and sunshine and warm for us here again today with scattered afternoon showers and storms, high about 83. 69 tonight, chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees right now. The time is 6:47.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
I'm not quite sure you realize how incredibly lousy your commute is going to be starting next week. The single tracking is going to begin on various lines starting this weekend. The first phase of what they're calling they're calling it a surge, by the way. Should they really call it a surge?
I don't know.
Considering we relate a surge to, you know, a military offensive.
Well, I don't know.
But the first surge...
I can tell you, no matter what they call it, it's going to be a mess. Yes, there's no doubt about that.
And by the way, this is the beginning of a year-long maintenance schedule that they're putting out there. And by the way, I want you to know that we're going to speak with TC Councilmember Jack Evans, who is the chairman of the Metro Board. He'll be here at 8:15 to get more details on this. But the first surge starts with the Orange and Silver Line riders between Boston and Vienna. And it's going to take 2 weeks between June 4th and June 16th. There's going to be single tracking. There's also going to be longer wait times between train stops, and there's also going to be shorter trains. They're going to be reducing the number of cars on the trains. All of this means big commuting hassles for you, and I wonder if people are really preparing for this. I don't think they realize the impact this is going to have, the additional number of cars that are going to be on the streets. And D.C. is trying to, you know, set up. They're going to have more circulator buses. They're providing more bike share, because that's the solution. This is a year-long thing, so this is going to be a problem, you know, in January and February. Right. So, you know, more bike share is going to be the solution to your problem.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially coming in from Vienna. You know, just get another bike share for your Vienna commute. But this is their plan. And like I said, we'll talk to Jack Evans about it. But it's not going to be pretty. And there will be 47% fewer trains than usual at rush hour. So basically, the trains that accommodate commuters during rush hour right now, cut them in half.
That's right.
So
it's going to be an unmitigated disaster is what it's going to be. And I don't think people truly understand just how bad it's going to be. In some places, you're only going to see trains coming through once every 18 minutes. And by the way, here's another thing. A lot of people take the metro downtown on the weekend to go out and party and have a good time and go to a bar and have dinner and stay out late.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Metro closes at midnight. Midnight.
Right.
And so if you're used to opening, you know, staying open until 3 a.m., you're in for a rude awakening. So it's going to, by the way, doesn't that hurt the economy of the District of Columbia?
Of course it does. Of course it does, except if you're an Uber driver. And by the way, there has been a huge increase in Uber and Lyft drivers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can call
Elijah Cummings' daughter.
Elijah Cummings' daughter.
The good news is Elijah Cummings' daughter is going to be able to make a lot more money on Lyft and really put her Howard University degree to full effect there.
Absolutely.
So good luck with that. Good luck with your commute. We will be following this, of course, very closely here at WMAL because your commute is our commute, and we care very deeply about it. In fact, we have a clearinghouse of information about this over at WMAL.com. Make sure you go there and check it out to get the latest updates and all of the information you need to get yourself to work during these trying times as this begins. And once again, I want to remind you, we'll speak with D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans at 8:15 about what's going to happen and whether this will even make the improvements that we're told it's supposed to make. That's coming up later this morning. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Achoo!
They're saying it's the worst allergy season in years.
But you don't have to suffer. Your home should be your oasis.
But pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your Oriental and area rugs.
Combine that with dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria.
You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
It's for all your Oriental rug cleaning.
Don't forget, we have 4 drop-off locations on Maple Avenue in Vienna, Duke Street in Alexandria, Electronic Drive in Springfield, and our On the Border store in D.C. at 4918 Wisconsin Avenue. And if you don't want to drop it off, no problem. We'll come to your house, move the furniture, roll it up, and return it clean and put everything back just the way we found it. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. Come on, it's time for a deep down spring cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by 2 U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763.
Don't pay, don't find no, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Hey. Imagine if the next time you painted your home was the last time you painted your home. Hi, this is Rick Mariano with Rhino Shield Mid-Atlantic. Rhino Shield is a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that's a superior alternative to paint and vinyl siding, and it comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line with Rhino Shield, you'll never have to paint again. Guaranteed. Sure, Rhino Shield will waterproof your home and lower your energy bills, but the greatest advantage is you'll never have to paint again. Rhino Shield, ceramic coating for your home or business. Call now to take advantage of our spring special, up to 20% off or 1 year same as cash. That's like using someone else's money for a year. Call us now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
Rhino Shield.
It is 6:53. Let's check in on your money with the CNBC News Desk. It's an enhanced report from CNBC's Chuck Kamlick.
I'll try to make it as enhanced as possible. Analysts expecting close to 160,000 jobs were added in May, an unemployment rate of 5%. That report due in about an hour and a half. Wall Street gets all excited about this report, the buildup, the number, and then everybody's confused as to what it really means. Eventually, they hope it will tell them where interest rate goes. Gap sales, Gap stock rather, will rise because sales fell, but not as much as expected. Five Below had a good May and a solid quarter. Its sales and profits both rose, so will its stock. Apple says all its services, including the App Store, are up and running again today. There was an outage yesterday afternoon, but Apple won't say what caused it. Some popular energy bars are being recalled today. Several types of Clif bars, Nuts and Seeds, Sierra Trail Mix, Mojo Mountain Mix. They may have Listeria. And this tease for you. Starbucks teaming up with Anheuser-Busch to bottle and sell Teavana teas in stores. Starbucks sold more than $1 billion worth of brewed Teavana tea at its own stores last year. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it looks like the incident's resolved. Virginia 66 eastbound has come up to 29 Centerville. Fire and rescue units now have left the scene, but we have, looks like, one or two cars here on the left shoulder. But again, lanes open, bit slow coming out of Manassas. Still trying to recover from the earlier crash. Northbound 29 as you come up to Vint Hill Road, but much better than it had been in the past half hour. Now, let's go north on 95. Once you get through Aquia, hitting the slowdowns again, Dale City off and on in through Newington. 270, haven't had any major problems this morning. Top side of the Beltway jammed around Silver Spring near Colesville Road, incident to the shoulder. And again, a reminder that the Silver Line's experiencing delays because of a switch problem outside of West Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An approaching cold front will increase our chance for showers and storms here through the weekend. Mostly cloudy and warm today, with scattered mainly afternoon and evening showers and storms. High 83. More showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
But that's not good enough, because having rain through the weekend is no way to approach Saturday. Monday, we will have no rain. How great is that? It's going to be a beautiful day on Monday, but until then, it'll rain. Right now, 72 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:57.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-407-4143. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-407-4143. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-407-4143. That's 1-800-407-4143.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The president does what the president does best. Blame it on Republicans. Mr. Obama traveled to Indiana in what he hopes will be viewed as an act of courage in the heart of those evil Republicans, to tell them and the rest of the country that his economic policies really are working for America. And if you talk bad about his economy, he'll call you out on it. Oh, sorry, that was what he said on the House floor about Obamacare. I digress. The truth is, median wages over the last 7 years are stagnant. Home ownership is down significantly. Tens of millions of Americans who want to work have dropped out of the labor force altogether. Healthcare costs are up and household debt has ballooned. Other than that, how did you like the play, Mrs. Lincoln? So many of these issues are the very reason Donald Trump is doing so well in polling. And the president has decided he'll take his "no, really, it's going great" show on the road. Unfortunately, real people can't afford the ticket. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAF.
We'll be joined by former Virginia Congressman Tom Davis to talk about his old seat and how come they can't get a Republican to run for it.
And if you see a lot of superheroes walking around town this weekend, it's not because the Avengers are here, or it's not because we're under attack. It's because AwesomeCon's in